Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brian Kingman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The DH, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer catches it and throws to first to double up Henderson. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Broemer for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Revering moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Revering moves to third. two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Revering scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball towards right. Heath catches it and throws to first to double up Evans. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Page reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans throws the ball into Burleson, who tags Revering trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Page scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Todd now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Revering hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Newman reaches third base with a triple. Mike Edwards pinch runs for Jeff Newman. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas now playing right field. Mike Heath now catching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hobson moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hobson scores. Evans moves to second. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Craig Minetto now pitching. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is hit by the pitch. Evans moves to third. Burleson moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. One out. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burleson moves to third. Wolf moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Burleson scores. Wolf moves to third. Rice moves to second. Two outs. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Watson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Watson reaches second base with a double. Wolf scores. Rice scores. It's 14-4, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Pappy now playing shortstop. Larry Wolf now playing second base. Tom Paquette now playing center field. Mike Torres now pitching. Bob Watson. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson fields the ball and throws to Torres covering. Safe. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Ramirez now playing second base. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Pappy reaches second base with a double. Dwyer goes all the way around to score. It's 15-4, Red Sox. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wolf hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pappy scores. It's 16-4, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and 2 walks. He's got 5 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paquette moves to second. Joel Finch pinch hits for Mike Torres. Joel Finch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finch hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joel Finch now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 16, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.